Chapter 3: The Productivity Dividend. The Principle of Shared Prosperity. The productivity bond is only half of the architecture. If technology and efficiency create more value with fewer inputs, the question is simple: who receives the gains? The productivity dividend is the proposed answer. It directs a portion of productivity-linked public revenue to citizens on a universal, per capita basis. Investors receive returns for providing capital. Government receives additional fiscal capacity. Citizens receive a direct share of the gains generated by the productive economy. The principle is straightforward. When society becomes more productive, society should share in the benefit. This is not charity. Productivity is not created by capital alone. Workers, consumers, infrastructure, education, public institutions, research and technological systems all contribute to the environment in which innovation becomes possible. The dividend recognizes that shared contribution. It also differs from conventional welfare. Welfare is generally designed to support people who meet particular eligibility conditions or fall below particular income thresholds. The productivity dividend is universal and unconditional. It is not a payment for being unemployed or poor. It is a citizen's share of collectively generated productive gains. The three-way split. The proposed system creates three primary beneficiaries. 1. Investors. Investors provide the capital and receive a return linked to productive performance, subject to the bond's floor and cap. 2. Government. Government receives tax revenue generated by stronger economic performance and gains a financing structure that can respond to productive conditions. 3. Citizens. Citizens receive a portion of productivity-linked public revenue through the dividend. This creates a broader distribution mechanism than a system in which most gains from automation and technological improvement accrue primarily to asset owners. The objective is not to eliminate private returns. It is to ensure that the gains do not flow in only one direction. The dividend formula. The proposed dividend is D of T equals tau times revenue productivity of T divided by population of T. Where D of T is the dividend per citizen, tau is the share of productivity-linked revenue distributed. Revenue productivity of T is the public revenue attributable to productivity gains, and population of T is the eligible population. The dividend share tau is a policy choice. A higher share produces larger payments, but leaves less revenue available for other government purposes. A lower share provides smaller payments while retaining more fiscal capacity. The payment is per capita. Every eligible citizen receives the same amount. For example, suppose productivity-linked public revenue reaches $100 billion and the population is 50 million. With a 50% distribution rate, $50 billion would be distributed, producing a dividend of $1,000 per citizen per year, or roughly $83 per month. It is not intended to replace wages. It is intended to create a second channel through which productive gains reach households. Where the money comes from. The dividend cannot simply be promised. It requires a reliable revenue base. The proposed sources are mechanisms for capturing a portion of value created through technological and resource efficiency gains. AI royalties. A small levy could be applied to value attributable to AI-generated economic activity. One illustrative approach would be a 1% charge on GDP attributable to AI, although the precise base and rate would require detailed policy design. The underlying principle is that AI depends on public infrastructure, education, research and accumulated social knowledge as well as private capital. Productivity taxes. A portion of productivity attributable economic gains could be captured through taxation. For example, a 5% levy on measured productivity-driven GDP growth could provide a direct link between the source of the gain and the revenue supporting the dividend. Sovereign AI equity. Government could hold equity stakes in strategically important AI companies or infrastructure. Rather than relying entirely on taxation, the public sector could therefore participate directly in the financial returns generated by the technology. Dividends from those holdings could contribute to the fund. Resource efficiency levies. Efficiency gains that reduce energy, material, or waste costs could also generate public revenue through targeted levies. The principle is consistent across all four mechanisms. Capture a portion of the gain created by becoming more productive, then return part of it to the population. These mechanisms are proposals, not assumptions about current tax systems. Their rates, legal structures, and economic effects would require further modeling and policy testing. The critical variable, capturing the gains. This is where the model's economics become especially important. The government's ability to capture AI-driven productivity gains is one of the strongest determinants of whether the broader system works. In the simulation, capturing less than 15% of AI-driven productivity gains leaves the productivity bond with little advantage over conventional debt. Above 30%, its performance improves substantially. The precise thresholds are model-dependent, but the underlying lesson is robust. Productivity gains only strengthen public finances if some of the gains reach the public sector. This makes the revenue system as important as the bond itself. If AI firms capture almost all of the economic surplus, productivity can rise dramatically without producing enough public revenue to support the dividend or strengthen government finances. That is why capture mechanisms need to be established before technological concentration becomes entrenched. The impact on citizens. The dividend creates an income stream that is independent of individual employment. In normal conditions, it supplements wages and household income. During downturns, it can provide additional purchasing power when employment and private income weaken. During periods of rapid automation, it can help maintain household demand as some forms of labor become less valuable or disappear. This does not mean the dividend would replace employment. People would still work, create businesses, earn wages, invest, and innovate. The difference is that a portion of the value generated by increasingly automated production would also return directly to citizens. If AI eliminates a job, the person who loses that job would not receive the dividend because they lost employment. They would receive it because they are a participant in the economy that generated the productivity gain. That distinction matters. The AI transition. Previous technological revolutions displaced particular occupations while creating new ones. AI may do something broader, because it can automate cognitive tasks as well as physical ones. If productivity rises faster than new employment opportunities emerge, the traditional relationship between work and income could weaken. The dividend provides one possible response. Instead of asking every displaced worker to compete immediately for another source of labor income, part of the new productive surplus would already be circulating through households. That could provide time to retrain, start businesses, move into new occupations, or simply maintain consumption during the transition. The objective is not to prevent technological change. It is to ensure that technological progress does not destroy the purchasing power required to consume the abundance it creates. The impact on inequality. A universal payment can reduce inequality because the same absolute amount represents a much larger share of income for a low-income household than for a wealthy one. The effect can be measured using standard indicators such as the Gini coefficient, poverty rates, and wealth concentration. But the dividend is not a complete solution to inequality. It does not change ownership of every asset. It does not eliminate differences in wages, property, or investment returns. And its effect depends entirely on the size of the payment and the revenue available to fund it. Its contribution is more specific. It gives every citizen a direct claim on a portion of collectively generated productivity gains. that can also strengthen social cohesion. An economy in which technological gains are perceived as belonging exclusively to a small group of owners is politically fragile. An economy in which citizens visibly share those gains has a stronger social contract. The circular flow. The dividend also has a macroeconomic function. Household spend income. Spending supports demand. Demand supports production. Production generates revenue and employment. Employment generates additional income. This circular flow is normally driven primarily by wages and private investment. If automation reduces the share of national income flowing through wages, another mechanism may become increasingly important. The dividend provides one. In that sense, it acts like a stabilizer for household purchasing power. It does not create demand from nothing. It transfers part of the productive surplus into the hands of people who are likely to spend a significant proportion of it. That can help maintain economic circulation during periods of technological disruption. The financial system. A stronger household income floor can also affect financial stability. When households have more reliable income, they are better positioned to service mortgages, loans, and other obligations. Maintaining consumption can reduce the severity of demand shocks. A more stable economy can, in turn, reduce stress across the financial system. The dividend therefore complements the productivity bond. The bond changes how part of government debt responds to productive performance. The dividend changes how part of the resulting gains are distributed through society. One addresses the financing side. The other addresses the distribution side. Together they form a broader architecture. The political economy. The dividend has an unusual political characteristic. Its underlying logic can appeal to very different traditions. Progressives can see it as a mechanism for broadening the distribution of technological gains. Market-oriented thinkers can see it as a property rights or participation mechanism, rather than a conventional welfare transfer. Centrists can see it as an automatic stabilizer that supports demand and social stability. But political support should not be assumed. Questions about taxation, eligibility, government ownership, AI royalties, and the size of the distribution would generate legitimate disagreement. The strongest case for the dividend is therefore not that everyone will agree on it. It is that the underlying principle is difficult to dismiss. If technology allows society to produce substantially more with substantially less human labor, the resulting surplus cannot remain economically useful unless people retain purchasing power. The dividend is one possible mechanism for maintaining that connection. The future of the dividend. Implementation should begin cautiously. A government could establish a dedicated productivity fund, define eligible revenue sources, publish the accounting methodology, and begin with a small distribution. The system could then be tested against actual productivity data, revenue collection, household behavior, and economic cycles. If it worked, the mechanism could expand. Over time, the dividend could become a permanent feature of an economy in which a growing share of production comes from automation, software, AI, and highly productive capital. The long-term vision is not a society in which nobody works. It is a society in which work is no longer the only route to participation in economic progress. That distinction becomes increasingly important as machines become capable of producing more of what society needs. The productivity dividend is therefore more than a payment. It is a proposed social contract for an economy in which productivity, not simply the expansion of labor and resource consumption, is the primary source of new prosperity. The bond gives investors a claim on that improvement. The government captures part of the resulting fiscal value. The dividend gives citizens a share. Three participants. One, productive economy. Shared gains,